The Law and the Lady by Wilkie Collins, read by Lucy Scott for Naxos Audiobooks. Chapter 1. The Bride's Mistake.
For after this manner in the old time the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement.
Concluding the marriage service of the Church of England in those well-known words, my Uncle Starkweather shut up his book and looked at me across the altar rails with a hearty expression of interest on his broad red face. At the same time, my aunt, Mrs. Starkweather, standing by my side, tapped me smartly on the shoulder and said, "Valeria,
you are married."
Where were my thoughts? What had become of my attention? I was too bewildered to know. I started and looked at my new husband. He seemed to be almost as much bewildered as I was. The same thought had, as I believe, occurred to us both at the same moment. Was it really possible, in spite of his mother's opposition to our marriage, that we were man and wife? My Aunt Starkweather settled the question by a second tap on my shoulder. "Take his arm," she whispered, in the tone of a woman who had lost all patience with me. I took his arm.
"Follow your uncle."
Holding fast by my husband's arm, I followed my uncle and the curate who had assisted him at the marriage. The two clergymen led us into the vestry. The church was in one of the dreary quarters of London, situated between the city and the West End. The day was dull. The atmosphere was heavy and damp. We were a melancholy little wedding party, worthy of the dreary neighbourhood and the dull day. No relatives or friends of my husband's were present. His family, as I have already hinted, disapproved of his marriage. Except my uncle and my aunt, no other relations appeared on my side. I had lost both my parents, and I had but few friends. My dear father's faithful old clerk, Benjamin, attended the wedding to give me away, as the phrase is. He had known me from a child, and, in my forlorn position, he was as good as a father to me. The last ceremony left to be performed was, as usual, the signing of the marriage register. In the confusion of the moment, and in the absence of any information to guide me, I committed a mistake, ominous, in my Aunt Starkweather's opinion, of evil to come. I signed my married instead of my maiden name.
"What?" cried my uncle in his loudest and cheeriest tones. "You have forgotten your own name already. Well, well, let us hope you will never repent parting with it so readily. Try again, Valeria. Try again."